Together.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. God is good. Hallelujah. Welcome you all to this time of prayer and intercession in the presence of the Lord. We pray not as a ritual. We pray because we believe and know that when we ask anything of the Lord, that He will hear us. Praise God. Hallelujah. We pray because we join in agreement with God to cause things that are hidden, kept back, held back by the enemy to be released. Praise God. We pray because we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is well able to do whatever it is we are asking Him to do when we pray according to His will. So our time of prayer is not a hit and miss thing where we pray, well, because if we don't pray, we don't know that something is going to happen, so let's just pray anyway. No, we pray because we know that something is going to happen. Hallelujah. We push back at the forces of darkness. Now, praying does not mean that we are removed from challenges. Challenges do come. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, beginning to read from verse 6, we read these powerful words. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, had shined in our hearts. Praise God. I like that. He commanded light to shine out of darkness. And He had shined in our hearts. Oh my. God commanded the light to shine out of darkness. But He had shined in our hearts. What does that tell me? If He shined in my heart, then darkness is not meant to be there. Praise God. I want us to hear that, because I want you to also understand that when God says something, there is always an enemy that wants to resist what God says. When a prophetic word comes from the Lord, I do not only celebrate the fact that God said, but I also understand that that word needs to be enforced in the earth realm. I remember many years ago, I don't know, maybe about 4 or 5 years back, one of the years that God spoke to us, He said, this is the year of the woman. Do you remember that? The year of the woman. And I said, oh yeah, good, and there's going to be a pushback. In all of my years of living, I have not seen as much pushback at women since that prophetic word happened. In two phases. The guys want to become women and push women away and still don't know that they are what a woman is. You just see the challenge. Because the enemy wants to try to make God a liar. But what we do hold on to is this statement: God commanded the light to shine out of darkness. And that God who commanded light to shine out of darkness is already shining in our hearts, which means darkness cannot come in there. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Oh, I am encouraged by the word of the Lord. Why? To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus. So how does this happen? We look unto Jesus. That's where the light is shining from. Hallelujah. We look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. He goes on and says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Because you look at me, I have nothing. What can I do? But in the excellency of his name and the authority of his name, the unchanging changer changes situations and causes me to experience breakthroughs. It causes me to experience favor, causes me to experience change, transformation, an answer to prayer. Praise God. Now, that's a setup. Someone says it's a setup. Because now he's going to tell us, well, this is the truth. God commands light to come out of darkness, and there's an excellency. There's a treasure in these earthen vessels that will show forth the glory and the power of God that is not made manifest by our ability, but by his goodness. And then he says, we are troubled on every side. What? There's no darkness here. The light shines here. Yeah, but brother, we're troubled on every side. Oh, but don't finish there. Yet not what? Distressed. We are troubled, but we are not distressed. We are perplexed. All kinds of things are happening. What is going on? But not in despair. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's not that there's no problem, but whatever the problem is, it's not having its end result or end goal. It's not working. Challenges are real. Persecuted. Yes, we've been persecuted, but not what? Forsaken. We're cast down, but not destroyed. Hallelujah. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Glory be to God. Point, we're dying, but we're experiencing resurrection life at the same time. So it's like, you know, one of those things, you know, I don't know what you call it. It's weighted and you knock it down. What is it called? Yeah, you knock it down and it bounces back up. Yeah, it's like a balloon, you know, or a ball that is filled with air, and you push it underneath the water, and by the time you get your hand out, it's popped out. That's us. Can't kill this guy. Praise the Lord. The devil is defeated. Hallelujah. We always come back up, no matter what. God is good. Hallelujah. You know, let me just read through this segment, and then we're going to pray. He says, for we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. What is he saying? He's saying, listen, guys, I'm going through some stuff right now. But as I'm going through it, life has been released unto you. This is something that we need to be very aware of. If you think, as church members, you are going through troubles, look at that pulpit. If you knew what that man or woman of God was going through, you might just shut your mouth and say, oh my. Because we all go through challenges. And sometimes the one that God has placed to care for you is going through more. Amen? So he points it out. He says, so then death worketh in us. Yes, it works in all of us, but death is working in us, but it's producing life in you. We have the same spirit of faith. According as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I what? Spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. What are we speaking? Not the death, but the life. Praise God. We want to speak life. The enemy says, oh, you're going under. You say, oh, we're going higher. Amen. Praise God. We are called to frustrate the enemy. Hallelujah. And that truth is true for every one of us. We have the same spirit of faith. What I do, you got to do the same. And when we do the same, we do not surrender rightness, righteousness, uprightness, truth for a lie. Praise the Lord. We speak what it is that we know we should speak in Christ Jesus, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with you. You see the demarcation? Present us with you. You see it? For all things are for your what? Sakes. That the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. Verse 16. For which cause we faint not. Praise God. We what? Faint not. But though our outward man perish because of all the pressure, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. 17. For our light affliction, whatever that affliction is, he says, it is light. Yes, we press, we are perplexed, we are persecuted, yes, we are whatever, he says, but it's all light affliction. That's what he calls it. Why does he call it that? Because the Lord Jesus Christ says, take my yoke. Take my burden. It is light. It is easy. So I'm going to say what the Lord said. This is light and it's easy. Praise God. Because if I keep on saying what the enemy wants me to say, then that's what I'm going to get. So I'm going to say what God's word says. He says, which is but for a what? A moment. For a moment. A moment. This is for a moment. Work it for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Is he saying? Remember the context of us. The us is me being a minister of the gospel. He says, you know, all that trouble I'm going through for my sake and for your sake is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. So your trouble, my trouble, is working out for some good, and it's an eternal good. Hallelujah. So I'm not telling you about my problem because I am griping. There's a testimony in what I'm saying. Hallelujah. It goes on and says in verse 18, I love this. While we look not at the things which are what? Seen. What we are seeing is trouble, health issues, financial issues, matrimonial issues, parental issues, business issues. That's what we see. But it says there, but are the things which are not seen? We're looking at those things which are not seen. I don't see it right now, but I see it with the eyes of faith. For the things which are seen are what? Temporal. They are for a moment. And they are light afflictions. So I'm not going to break down. I'm not going to start griping about this. I am surrendered to the will of God. He says, because those things which I seek right now, they're just all temporal. When I think about it, how many times through the years, as a church, that we're going through financial pressure, serious financial pressure, I would have shut the doors so many times. Click, lock. But I saw that God said something. And whatever this problem is, it is temporal. And every time there's an issue, it looks like this is the worst one. I was thinking about it. This is the biggest one. This is the biggest one. But the last time you said, this is the biggest one. But it doesn't matter. That one, this one, that one, that one, whatever it is. God is still bigger than the biggest of them. Amen? So you come with confidence knowing that God is on your side, and if God be for me, who can be against me? He says, but the things which are not seen, those things which are not seen right now, they are eternal. That's the eternal glory. Hallelujah. Don't look at your trouble. look at the face of the author and the finish of your faith. Amen? So I say this to us today as we pray. We're not going to look at our problems, our challenges. We're going to look at the bigness of our God. Amen? We're going to look at the bigness of our God and have a testimony of His faithfulness. Somebody shout hallelujah. In Jeremiah chapter 33, Jeremiah 33 and verse 3, I'll actually take it up from verse 1 since verse 3 is so close, so we can see the context of it. It says, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah, the what? The what? The what? Second time. While he was yet shut up in the court of the prison. You think that is being pressed? God spoke to him the second time. That means he spoke to him the first time before. But now God speaks to him again. Thus said the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it, to establish it. The Lord is his name. Huh? God, you're speaking to me the second time. And you're telling me, thus said the Lord, the maker thereof. Okay? The Lord that formed it. You made something, you formed it, and you're saying to establish it. Yahweh is his name. Call unto me. And I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. The things that you cannot see. I am here. I told you something. Looks like it's not happened, but I'm saying to you again, listen. See all of this? I made it all. See my word that I spoke to you? I spoke the word of command and I established it. I'm saying to you, ask me. Talk to me. Talk to me. Talk to me. Call unto me. I'm going to answer you and show you great and mighty things. In essence, he's saying what he said in Ephesians 3. I'm going to do exceedingly far beyond anything you dare ask or think. So, what I want you to do is just call unto me. I'm going to answer you. Call unto me. Who am I calling unto? Verse 2. The maker thereof, whatever it is that you want. I'm the maker thereof. I'm the former thereof. I'm the establisher thereof. The self-existent God is my name. Whatever it is. Lord, what should I tell them? Who should I tell them is sending me? Tell Pharaoh, I am that I am. That's my name. What kind of a name is that? I am the plumber when you need a plumber. I am the engineer when you need the engineer. I am the great physician when you need a great physician. I am that I am. Whatever it is you need, I am that I am. So today, I'm going to go before the great I am that I am, the self-existent God. And we're going to say, Father, you are our helper in the time of trouble. Help me. I don't know why I'm going to tell you this now, but I will tell you. I know there is a heaven. I know all of that. I don't know these people. But somehow something showed up on my Facebook page this evening around 6:10. Saw this young couple. They gone for their prom. And they did not get back home. I was in my car just bawling like a baby. I don't know these people, but I could see them. Young. And I started thinking about their parents. How do you handle this? Look at this young, vibrant couple. Their future just snuffed by an accident. Beautiful. What pain that family might be going through right now. Both families. That's the one I saw on my Facebook page. But who is hurting out there right now? Really, in a really bad state. I don't know. But I do know this, that the Lord promised us a comforter. So I want us to pray for that family and so many families that may be going through a difficult, difficult time right now. A God, in the midst of the trouble they are going through, that He will be their present help. I don't know why sometimes God doesn't do certain things certain ways. But I do know that if God just solves every problem, we don't see what He has done. Those two arrived home safely. They wouldn't have seen. Family wouldn't have seen what they got delivered from. So today, while we pray for those that are hurting, let us be thankful to the Lord for all of the provision and protection that He's given to us. You drove from your house and you got here safely. That is not where that's supposed to be, how you're supposed to be, and so on and so forth. Yes, that's supposed to be how you're supposed to be, but the fact is, God in His mercy keeps us protected. So why don't we take this time to pray comfort for those that are hurting and at the same time thank God for keeping us, not because of our goodness, quote and unquote, but because of mercy. Because of mercy. Because it's God's mercy that causes me to live, causes me to see my children and my children's children and my children's children's children. Not everybody has that. God, I thank you for your mercy. And I thank you that you are present in my life. Minister to those that are struggling and are in pain right now. May they see your hand walk them through their pain into wholeness. Can we pray that prayer right now? Let's do that. Almighty God, hallowed be thy name. Almighty God, hallowed be thy name. Father God, I look to you now with thanksgiving. Thank you for being my keeper and the keeper of your people. Thank you, Lord, for your mercies. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness towards us. If it were not for your grace and for your mercy, where would we be? Thank you that you've kept us from the evil one. And though we are pressed and persecuted and pushed left, right, and center, you have frustrated the agenda of the enemy. For you are God unto us. We pray, O God, for those, Father, that are going through difficult experiences right now. Somebody woke up today healthy and strong, but before the end of the day, they are paralyzed. They're in the hospital. Something disastrous had happened. Somebody got disappointed today because their marriage fell apart. They invested so much. They wonder, where is God? Lord, oh God, reveal to them even now in their difficult state that you're the God who stays with them. A God who will never leave them nor forsake them. A God who is not pointing a finger of accusation and judgment, but a God who is extending arms of peace. Lord, O God, intervene in the lives of your people. Intervene, O God, in their lives. Lord, heal, restore, and make whole. Give somebody, oh God, that is going through a major test even now, a testimony. Somebody, oh God, that has been pushed out of their home because, Lord, they have not been able to afford their mortgage or their rent. Lord God Almighty, come alongside. We do not know the pain and the struggles that people are going through, but Father, you see it all. Your disciples said, who sinned? This man that is born blind or his parents? And you said, neither. But that the work of the Lord, the glory of God may be made manifest, the power of God made manifest. I must work the works of him that sent me. Lord, anoint us with what we need to bring answers to people, solutions to people, to quench that fire of darkness, put it out, and cause your people to experience your glory like never before. Let the lawful captives be set free, Father. We cry out to you, O God. You are the God who created the earth. You formed it. You established it. Let not Satan and his cohorts have the final word. Grant hope to the hopeless. Let your word take hold of each heart tonight. Touch, touch, and bring about a turnaround by your resurrection life flowing to and through your people, for and by your people. We ask for an outpouring of grace and for supernatural change. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In 1 John 5, verse 14, it says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, we have in God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. If we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. We know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. That's a powerful word. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. This is a very important prayer that we're going to pray now. The word for know generally is the word gnosis. And the different variations of that word gnosis. But the word here, and if we know, that word is not gnosis. This is a word that sounds like I do. That's the word, I do. And if we I do, which is to see. Hallelujah. To see. This is an easy word to remember. I do. I see. I see. I do. Remember it this way. Jesus said, whatever I see the Father doing, I do. Yeah? And the Word of God says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. Verse 14 says, if we have this confidence that if we ask anything according to what? His will. Well, he has a will in heaven. The last time I read, I didn't see there was poverty in heaven. And there was sickness and disease in heaven. Whatever rebelled against the perfection that he had, he kicked out. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, where an ambassador is the nation that he's representing. Yeah? If an ambassador can change a particular place to what it is that he's representing, wherever God is, hallelujah, must be like where he is. That makes sense? It is not our length of prayer. It is our understanding that releases faith. Faith comes by what? Hearing. Or we're going to just ramble out some words. But if we have a confidence, like he says, and this is a confidence that we have, then let us understand that this confidence is based on the fact that wherever God is, there is freedom, there is liberty. Wherever God is heaven. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. He carries his presence. Praise God. So, the will of God in heaven, which is the perfection of total provision, no matter what the provision need is, and the fact that there is no limit to his supply. That's what I need to experience. Because it takes God nothing to produce whatever it is that I need. You already told us he's the creator. And he's the maker and the establisher. My name is Yahweh. So whatever it is that I need, this God who has parts available, Psalm 139, is able to dispense it to me. Hallelujah. So I can come before the Lord today, whoever it is that's listening. The doctor says your liver, your heart, your lungs, your pancreas, your spleen, your whatever. Something is wrong with it. God has parts. Touch whatever that area of need is and declare a download of new parts. It has been damaged. Well, the master fixer can fix that too. Praise the Lord. There is a will of God in heaven that needs to be made manifest in the earth. And we're calling on that God who sees everything, knows everything, is capable of doing whatever needs to be done, and all of that out of nothing. Because nothing existed until he spoke. Yes? And the word of God says, and God spoke to him a second time. We're going to ask God, speak the glory of your presence into my life and into my environment, that I will see clearly that which you have spoken. Command light to shine out of darkness. Whatever in my life has been limited by circumstances, let your will be manifest in spite of the challenges. That makes sense? Okay. We want God's will done in the earth as it is in heaven. If he says, pray that God's will be done in the earth as it is in heaven, it must mean that it was not automatic. You have to ask for it. Yeah? Okay. So let us ask God to manifest himself as God in our lives, in our church. God be God in my life. God be God in this church. God, manifest your presence and your glory in this household, in my family. I do. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. I see you showing yourself as a self-existent God. And manifesting your perfect will in my life. Pray. God be God. God be God. God be God in my life. God be God in this church. God be God in our families. God be God in our environment. Wherever we are, let the mouth of the enemy be shut down. You did not call us to beg and negotiate with the enemy. You called us, O God, to move with great authority and power. And on the basis and the foundation of your eternal word, we speak a transformation to be made manifest in every area of our lives. For we are not led by our carnal minds, but we're led by the mind of Christ, the mind of Christ which you have given to us. So we subdue and subject all things, all thoughts, all actions, all attitudes, all emotions, everything to the authority of your word. And we declare, O God, that this day that you'll manifest your glory clearly in our lives. May we see the manifestation of your word. You said in your word that you will do exceedingly far beyond anything we dare ask or think. You said, ask, and I'm going to show to you great and mighty things which you don't know. Lord, O God, show to us the manifestation of your awesomeness. This day we ask, O God, that you be God in our lives, God in our families, God in this, your church, God in our businesses, God in our relationships, God in everything that concerns us. Be God. Move, O God, in your awesomeness. Let, O God, the command of your word that commands light to shine out of darkness now be made manifest, for we speak in Jesus' mighty name as a confession. Light, come forth out of darkness. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We declare in Jesus' name that wealth and riches come forth out of the darkness of poverty and lack. We command health, supernatural health, to come forth out of the place of sickness, disease, and ailments. In the mighty name of Jesus, wherever darkness is holding back the best of the Lord, we speak the word of command like the representatives of our Father. We say, let that which God has declared to be true, the manifestation of the heavens and the earth, now be made manifest in our lives so that we live our lives as heaven in the earth, in the mighty name of Jesus. Manifest your glory in spite of the challenges. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God be God in our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. Manifest your splendor, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We say yes and amen to your will, yes and amen to your word, yes and amen to your plans, yes and amen to your purposes, yes and amen to your will. Let it be so unto us according to thy word. Father, speak so that we hear it. Speak. Your word says, oh God, you spoke to Jeremiah the second time. And Lord, oh God, we say, Lord, speak again. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, you said to John the Revelator, prophesy again. So, Lord, oh God, again we prophesy. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare the declarations of our Father, and we say it is well with us. It is well with our soul. It is well with our bodies. It is well with our minds. It is well in your church. It is well in our families. It is well in our businesses. It is well with us in our finances. It is well with us with our health. We say yes and amen to your surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. We'll dwell in your presence forever. Thank you, Lord, oh God, that you've given us the grace to speak to you, to talk to you, and to do so with a confidence of faith, because your light is already shining in our hearts. Therefore, darkness no longer lives anywhere in us. Blessed be your holy name, Most High. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank God for every one of you that took time to come pray today. Our circumstances are not the truth. And the confessions of men isn't the truth. What God says is the truth. Yes, in the natural, somebody listening to me right now may be going through a situation that seems so impossible. So impossible. Everything you see says, this is finished, it is done. These eggs are scrambled. But maybe the truth, according to what man sees and knows, but that's not the truth. as far as God is concerned. There have been people that have been in comas for a whole year. And God decides, today you wake up. He said, if this person wakes up, it's going to be a vegetable. And God says, no. It's going to be better than what he used to be at his best. Smarter. Somebody shared a testimony with me the other day. About a young person growing up, couldn't speak, couldn't say anything. Just no communication. Parents are concerned that their child could not speak. And said this person had a child in her vehicle. Child is much older at this time. Went into his store to just pick up something and come back. Well, the parent is gone just for a few minutes. Somebody broke into the vehicle, took the person's iPad and iPhone and whatever else, and dashes off with a purse, dashes off. She comes back to the car, and the child that doesn't speak says, a guy came in here. Stole your phone and your iPad and your purse and took off in that direction. Huh? Child who could not speak all these years? I said, wow, we should thank God for that thief. Hallelujah. That child is the smartest kid around. The IQ is in a different range. Teacher is teaching. Says, you didn't get it right. What are you doing? If you can't teach, go sit down and let somebody else who knows how to. Smart. They gave up. God says, no. That's not going to be the story of this child. I heard that just for you. Just to say, there is no time for giving up. Have faith in God. I have to do that. You have to do the same. We have a helper. We have a God who helps us. He's not a quitter. And no matter what man says, no matter what the doctor says, we're not going to spend our time focused on that. We're going to spend our time focused on what God says. No matter what the bank says, we're going to focus on what God says. For he's well able to do exceedingly far beyond anything we dare ask or think. Somebody listening to me right now, you're thinking of declaring bankruptcy. That's not God's will. that is not God's will. Bankruptcy is not the answer. I hear the Lord saying, I'm going to take you out of this mess, and you're going to come out of it step by step. And in a year's time, in exactly a year's time from this very moment, you're going to look back and you're not going to recognize yourself, where you find yourself, your environment, the company that God is causing you to rub shoulders with. You're not going to recognize what's in your account. God is bringing forth a testimony out of your life. Hear the word of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, let us now honor God with our givings. I am convinced that everyone that God has brought into this household of faith, God has placed in your disposal what is needed for this house. And if we all do what God has called us to do, in faith and by faith, we will never have lack. Our desire is not just to see our needs met, but that God will use us as a conduit of supply to meet the needs of others, to wipe the tears of other people. Let us take on our rightful place and be what God says we should be. Amen? Praise God. God bless you richly. The information that you need to respond to is right there on your screens right now. And we're going to close in prayer by praying for the service this Sunday. God will meet us here. That this will be the Sunday that we will see, wow, a major shift. Because we see something that we've not seen before. And I do of God, a knowing of God, a seeing of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Will you rise with me? Let's close in prayer. Pray for the service this weekend. Lord, manifest yourself in your glory, in our gathering this Sunday. Your word says where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you will be in their midst. Be in our midst. Manifest your glory, Lord. Be in the midst of your people. Be in the midst of your people. Be in our midst, Most High God. Do exceedingly far beyond anything we dare ask or think. Reveal yourself to us and forever change us. eradicate every form of unbelief and doubt from our lives. Because we see your will done in our midst as it is in heaven. We say yes and amen to your will being done. In Jesus, our sovereign Lord's name, we declare it so done. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you so very much for being here. Look forward to seeing you on Sunday for another time together, Sunday morning and also Sunday evening. The Sunday after this will be our Mission Sunday. I want to encourage you to pray. Ask God what you need to do concerning missions, what he wants from you that particular Sunday. Amen. God bless you. Good night. Love you all.